Okay, we are up to Perek Yutes in Sefer Yirmiyahu, and we are up to the second chapter that has to do with Hashem, second in a row, that Hashem tells Yirmiyahu to take a type of kli and do something with it, right? This is Allah the Ramban in Parshas Lech Lecha, which talks about a maisa that is done along with the nevuah, is something stronger, is something that is everlasting, and is something that is for sure going to happen. So again, he does this, and the tshuva that is possible, can mitigate a little bit, but there's going to be something that happens. That is what the graphic nature of these requests are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what happens here, says the Navi, Ko Amar Hashem, Hashem says to Yirmiyahu. The Das Sofrim says that more than any other Navi, it says Ko Amar Hashem by Yirmiyahu, because Yirmiyahu had a lot of antagonists and a lot of people that were against him and arguing with him, so the Navi keeps emphasizing it's from Hashem, it's from Hashem. But Kavavur b'mekomos rabim, l'dibre Yirmiyahu mukdemes hachroza zu harbe yoser, miyashar l'nevuas yishayo v'nevim acherim. It was Dvar Hashem. He was talking about HaKadosh Baruch, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Ko Amar Hashem, Halok v'kanisa bakbuk, yotzer charas. You should go buy a bakbuk, buy a bottle, yotzer charas, made out of earthenware, umizignei ha'am, umizignei ha'kohanim. And take with you the zakenim of the Am and the Kohanim, and you shall go. V'yatzasa el gei ben hinom, asher pesach shar ha-charsis. You should go to gei ben hinom, which we discussed earlier back in Perek Zion, which was the valley outside, right near the Beis HaMikdash, where they used to do child sacrifices. That's where Moloch took place, as was discussed in graphic terms back Perek Zion, Pasuk Lamed Aleph. So go to this place, right by the, where gei ben hinom was, by the Shar HaCharsis. What's the Shar HaCharsis? Rashi says it's where the garbage dump was. Shar HaAshpot. Our Shar HaAshpot L'chor is not the same exact Shar HaAshpot as is being referred to there. But either way, it was a place, a lowly place. Shar HaCharsis. The Karasham, the Malbim has a different suggestion. Charsis, we know from Sefer Yehoshua, is the Shemesh, the sun. So the Molech whole sacrifice issue was Keneged the sun, and that's why it was also meant to be done there, because Yirmiyahu is saying that this is for a punishment for all the terrible things that were done there in that valley. And you shall call there. You shall call out all the things that I will tell you. And all of Klal Yisrael will hear you. You should call out, listen, kings. Hidden maybe Rala Makamazeh. Right, what this whole Sefer teaches us is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them many, many chances and didn't want to do this and kept telling them and warning them over and over. And anybody who hears about what's going to happen, their ears will shake. Again, the most beautiful building in the world, the Beis HaMikdash, is going to be destroyed. Yan Asher Azavuni, Vayenakros HaMakom Hazeh. They left me and they made this place. They were strange to this place. They didn't recognize the unique qualities of this place. Vayekatru bo l'elohim acherim asher lo yida'um heima v'avoseihem u'malchi Yehuda, and they serve and they burned and they gave ktoris to other gods. U'malu asamakom hazeh dam nikiyim, and it was full of blood. U'vanu as benobos habal, and now we get back to the Baal in this gei ben hinom. That's where they served the Baal. L'srof es b'neim bo'esh olos labal, as they gave to burn their children in fire to the Baal. Asher lo tzivisi v'lo dibarti v'lo olsal lipi, and I didn't command them, tell them, and it did not go up in my mind. So this last pasuk is chock full. A lot to say on this last pasuk. First of all, the simple interpretation is Baal to burn the children, to burn the children in fire. So the pashtus of the Isser of Baal, the Isser of Molech to the Baal, is like the Ramban, that they actually killed their children by putting them through the fire. Rashi and Maseches Sanhedrin and the Ramban both say Beferish that it was not that. They did not actually kill their children, they passed their children through fire. That was the Isser that was being committed. That's the Isser in Parshas Kedoshim, I'm sorry, Parshas Achrimos, the Isser not to give Mizara Lamolech. The Sefer Chinuch summarizes this machlokas we've shown him. In Mitzvah Reish Ches, says the Chinuch, Jadas Harav Rashi, Zechorna Lebracha, Vaharambam, Shalo Ye Sarfo El Havoda, Haisa Laviro Levad, pass him through. Umikivan Sheaviro Kamo Shahaya, Darkam Laviro, Chayev. Once you pass him through, you're Chayev. Vadas Rabban, Zechorna Lebracha, the Ramban says, Right here, Ala Torah, Shaysa Maviro Balava, Shinishmaso Yotzeis, Verayosa, Befirishachumisha'asa, right? There's a lot of Rayas, Lakano Lakan. We discussed this in Dafyomi and Mesecha Sanhedrin, but this is the Machlokas Bishonah. But the simple interpretation of this Pasik is like the Ramban. Lisrofes Beneyem Ba'esh, to burn. So either way, but again, there's a lot to talk about, the Isser of this Isser Moloch. It is interesting, also, we made this point before, that if you look in Parshas Achremos, the placement of Moloch is somewhat unusual. We have all the Arayos listed in Parshas Achremos, and Ervas Achoscha, Ervas Pas Mincha, all the Arayos, and towards the end of the Arayos, El Isha Benit Nidas Tumascha, Eshes Ish, and then we have the Isser of Moloch. So if that was at the end of the Arayos, that's fine. Umizarachalos Yitin La'avir La'Molech, V'losachal Hashem Elokech. The problem is, right after Moloch, we have the Isser of Mishkav Zachar and Mishkav Behema. And then it summarizes Al Titamu Bukhalela, Ki Bukhalela Nitmu Agayim, etc. So Moloch is stuck in the middle of Arayos, assuming that Mishkav Zachar and Mishkav Behemah are somewhat connected. So the Mefarshim deal with, mostly the Achronim, what is the connection between, why is Moloch smack in the middle? Smack in the middle of these other Arayos ahead of Mishkav Zachar and Mishka Behema. It could be that first they talk about the destroying the ruchnius of the child, that's creating mamzerim, then the destruction of the gashmius of the child, that's Moloch, and then not even having children, that's Mishkav Zachar and Mishka Behema. So it could be a flow in that way. But again, Moloch is one of the discussions that the Rishonim have in many different places. But this must have been prevalent, because this is what is discussed by Sefer Yirmiyahu a number of times as a punishment. So now let's get to the second phrase of the Pasuk. In Pasuk Hey, Hashem says, I didn't command you, I didn't tell you, and it didn't go up in my mind. The Targum on the Pasuk, the Radak here quotes the Targum Yonasan. What do these three phrases mean? Sounds repetitive. Lo tzivisi means lo fakadis bo raisi. I did not command you in my Torah. Lo dibarti, lo shlachis biat abdi neviyaya. I didn't tell my neviim. Dirabanan. Velo olsa libi, what does that phrase mean? Lo rava kadamoi. It wasn't my rutzon. What does this mean? Explains to Bochana Wasserman, in the Kuntres Divrei Sofrim, in Aleph Chav Gimel, that there is another category besides what we are commanded to do, what we sometimes call the fifth Shulchan Aruch, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu would appreciate and want, separate from his Sivuyim. That's what he quotes. He quotes this Pasuk and this Targum. There's a category of Ratzon Hashem. This comes up often. Maybe this is some of the reasons why Cain and Hevel, Cain was punished, even though maybe he wasn't mitzuvah yet, assuming he wasn't, but still, Ratzon Hashem, obviously, you have to know that Ritzicha is an issue. And says the Rebbe Elchanan, maybe this was the problem with Bilam. Bilam, what, you read the Psukim, it sounds like Hashem, okay, fine, go! But obviously, it wasn't his ratzon to go. Avshe yada bilam heitev ki halichaso lakal as Yisrael hu neged ratzon Hashem lo chashas al ze kelsman shelo haya lo tzivi mefurash. It doesn't say mefurash, it's wrong. I'm doing it right. I don't need to listen. And it's where does it say it's aser rabbi? And if it's not aser, I'm going to do it. That's not how we live. We try to figure out what a Kadosh Baruch Hu would want. Rav Asher Weiss speaks at this at length in many of his svarim, in Brachos, in Simen Chaf Aleph, in Dvarim, in Simen Nun Aleph. This is a topic that he often talks about. And the example that he is given is Tzar Balechayim. Tzar Balechayim, the Gemara says, is Daraisa, but Mitzvah Daflamid Beis. What is the source for Tzar Balechayim? So there is no source given in Shas, but there are at least 11 sources given in the Rishonim and the Achronim. Rashi and Shabbos, Kuf Chaf Ches, it's from the Mitzvah Prika, of unloading an animal. That's the source. Shidim Kubetzes and Bar Mitzvah quotes the Ravid, Lo Sachsom Shor Bedisho, the Isra of muzzling. The Ritva quotes, Halacha Lamoshe Misinai. The Rabbah Memar Nevuchim is from the Pasuk in Parshas Balak. Al Maiki says Asoncha, why are you hitting me? Zeshwad the Malach says, why are you hitting the Ason three times? The Sefer Charedim, it's a Belalechas Bedracha, Mahu Rachim Avata. So many different suggestions. So how can there be so many suggestions for one mitzvah? Suggest the Minchas Asher, because there's no source. The source is Ratzon Hashem. The source is, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu would want. We know, based on everything else we know about the Torah and the Torah's framework and laws, that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu would want. And that's all included and merumas in this pasuk. Lo tzivisi, lo dibarti, velo alsa alibi. That's the Targum. The Gemara in Maseches Tainis also learns out from this pasuk three individuals in history that didn't follow Ratzon Hashem and didn't follow what Hashem wanted regarding child sacrifices. The pasuk says, "Sign to stop Dalit." Ashalot Tzivisi lo dibayiv al salibi. Ashalot Tzivisi ze benoshal Meisha Melach Moav. Meisha Melach Moav took his firstborn son and burnt and was bakum as an ola, thinking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would appreciate that. Lo dibarti ze yiftach. Yiftach, as we know, the mysterious story of did he actually sacrifice his daughter, right? The last Ramban in Sefer Vayikra discusses this, Machlokas Eben Ezra, the Ramban, or whether she just went it by herself. But either way, Yiftach was wrong. He made a tragic mistake. He thought his nether was binding. He should have gone to a Chacham and found a Pesach to his nether. Some say that's the connection between Yiftach and Pesach. V'lo asa libi ze Yitzchak ben Avraham. Yitzchak ben Avraham, Hashem's never had in mind. He said it to Avraham, he never had in mind that Yitzchak was going to be killed, but that is also learned out from these words in the pasuk. But what is Yirmiyahu told to do? Lachain, hinei yamin ba'im nom Hashem, v'yikar l'makam hazeh oda tofes, v'gei ben inom. This whole valley where the sacrificing to Moloch is done will no longer be called Tofes or Gei Ben Hinom, ki im Gei Haharega. It'll be called the Valley of Death. Uvakosi, maybe related to the word bakbuk. Uvakosi, I will empty out as Atzas Yud of Yerushalayim b'makom hazeh. I'm going to empty it out, right? Bakbuk, we should have been filled up. We should have been filled up. The Da Sofrim says, a bakbuk is meant to be filled up, so we should have been filled up with Kedusha. But instead, Hashem's going to empty us out. Uvakosi as Atzas Yud of Yerushalayim b'makom hazeh. V'hipaltim b'cher lefnei ayveihem, u'miyad mevakshi nafsham, we will fall in the sword. And v'nasati is nivlasan l'machal, terrible, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu has said a number of times, there won't even be burial. But v'achaltim es p'sar b'neim, es p'sar b'roseim, v'ishet p'sar e'o yochelu. Right, these are the fulfillment of some of the curses in the Tochacha, in Dvarim Perachavches, b'matzor v'matzok, it's like similar p'sukim, ashi yatziku lahem oiveim uvakshi nafsham. But finally, Yirmiyo, what are you supposed to do? V'shavarta bakbuk. You take this new bakbuk that you brought, and you break it. Le'inei ha'anashim ha'olchim osach, in front of the eyes of the men that are going with you. V'yamar te'lem, you tell them, ko amar Hashem tzvakos, kacha eshbar esahama zev esir ezos. See this kli that has just been broken? This is how this city is going to be broken. This nation is going to be broken. Kasha yishbar es kli ayotzer, asher lo yuchal lehera fe'od, like a kli of a potter that he has to break it. There's nothing else to do. U'betov es yikpru, and they're all going to be broken and potentially buried here, main makom likbar, though there won't be any place to be buried. The Mefarshim discussed 2 points. Number one, what is the relationship between Perek Yud Ches and Perek Yud Tes here in Sefer Yirmiyahu? Previously, last Perek, we also had the mashal of the kli. The yotzer is in the base hayotzer, and he fashions the kli, and there's something wrong with it, so he has to reshape it, and he makes another kli, kasher yashar be'eni hayotzer lasos. And here we have a kli from the base hayotzer, and it is smashed. What's the relationship between the two? So, first the Malbim. The Malbim says that earlier in the process, you could be misakein. Early in the process, you could be misakein. When the yoser is first making it, it's still a little able to be shaped. So that was when we weren't so disconnected. But once, now, this parak is about we're so disconnected, we're already done, we're finished, we came out of the kiln. And if you want to fix that, you just got to break it. Right? There's no fixing it, says the Malbim. That's the mashal here. Heralo atam mashal acher. Acher shall redo beisa yosef erlo shibud asheba od yisrael biyad Hashem. Ubir shuso, when we're still in the hand of Hashem, him domim kichomer biyad ayotzer. Shem yishavar akli yashuv yisakneo biyasu kli acher. You can still mold it and refashion it. But Shabaishi saw Yatsu Miyad Hashem, Umeir Shuso, Aide Avodas Nechar, once we did Avodas Zar Mamishim Domim Kikli Yotzer, Shekvar Husak Bekivshon, Vinigmar, Shaoz Im Nishbar Ein Lo Takana. You're done. And therefore, it's finished. And he even says it's a bakbuk, it's a kli. The bakbuk is specifically a kli where it has a small opening, and when you put it in, it's hard to get it back out. Right? Especially if there was honey put in there and it gets hard. So too, once the eitzos ra'os u'machshavos minus went inside Am Yisrael, it was very hard to get out. And that is the second mashal here. It's just being broken. Rev Salvechik, in the Rishimo Shiurim in Meseches Brachas, also discusses this, because the pasuk from the previous parak was quoted there. We quoted this in the last year. So he discusses also the relationship between the previous parak and this parak, and explains Rev Salvechik that there are two types of kalim in halacha, and there are two types of tshuva. that is being alluded to here. Yeshnei sugei kelim shemakablin tuma. Two types of kelim. There's a kli shetef. Kli shetef means any type of kli that can be toveled in a mikvah. Wood and metal and stone. Stone is not makabal tuma. But again, the others, ukli cheres and earthenware. V'yahevdol beinayim. What's the difference between the different types? Let's take metal and wood. The kli cheres ein lo takana ela b'shvira. Kli cheres, you have to break. As we know, kli cheres, you can't be misakin. The ilu kli shetef shenitma nitar de tefillah b'mikvah. Kli shetef can be toveled in a mikvah. Suggests Rev Salvechik, the previous parak was about a kli shetef, and our parak is specifically about a kli cheres that is done and finished. But before he continues, v'nira sheish bezo fanim u'mahalchim b'derach laso tshuva. There are two types of tshuva. Some tshuvas are modifying and reshaping, not totally changing my life and starting over, but just fine-tuning. Yesh anashim shemakirim b'tausam u'misaknim darkeihem. V'tshuva ba b'kalus leidish shomim l'musur u'miyadosim tshuva. And that's tshuva b'bechinas kli adama. Shabaha yotzer v'oseo kli chadash b'kalus. And that's what it's talking about, and that might be the tshuva of Ninveh that was referred to in the Medrash from the last parak. But v'yesh anashim shenimshalu kli cheres. But other types of people are referred to as a kli cheres, meaning once something goes in, you can't get it out. It's very hard to get it out. The only way to get it out is by breaking it. Says Rav Salvechik, b'nei Yisrael are kli cheres. B'nei Yisrael are, if something goes in, you can't get it off of us. It's hard to get it in sometimes, but once it goes in, there's blia, and there's nothing, there's no way to get it out without shvira. V'asibu l'kach mishim sh'kla Yisrael heim bevchinas kli cheres. D'ma sh'nivla betocho eino yotzi midafnav la'olam. V'lachein, kasha lahem lashu b'tshuva. It's hard. But once we do tshuva, and we can break ourselves and come back, so that would be the gavlos of B'nai Yisrael. And he says that's what the psukim mean in Kisiso, when Moshe Rabbeinu was davening. After the egel, he says, no matzasi chein beinecha. Hashem, Yelach Hashem Kibena, let Hashem go with us. We don't want a Malach. Ki Am She'el Refu, because we're a stubborn nation. Ezra of Salvation, that's a good thing to say at this point. We're a stubborn nation, that's why Hashem would not want to come. Why is that said here? The answer is no. Moshe is saying that we're stubborn, that if there's something Shakua in us, it stays with us. So if you go with us, and the Shechina goes with us, that'll become connected to us forever. The Avo Bishem Shkuim Heim Bavod Azara. And that's the mitas akshonus that sometimes could be used l'ra'ah, but also could be used l'tova. And that's what's being referred to in this parak as well. That's parak yudches versus parak yutes. The other halachic point to mention here is the issue of baltashchis, right? Yirmiyahu is told here to take bottles and just to smash them and to break them, right? We know the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos, that's like a sign of avodah zara, that itself. You're going to break something in anger, right? Kol hakoes ki lo'ovid avodah zara. But obviously it's not a problem. As we know, the poskim tell us there is no issur of baltashchis when it is for a constructive purpose, right? If it's a siman or a segula, or it's a tzorech yuvi, so then it's not a problem. The only issue is destroying God's abundance and presence that He gives us if there's a reason and there's a way that we can be nana from it. But if we're not going to be nana from it and there's a reason to teach, so then one is allowed to and maybe even obligated to. And this obviously was to try to get B'nai Yisrael to do tshuva, and therefore there is no isser or issue of baltashchis. Continuing the Navi now, Pasuk Yud Beis. Just like I broke this kli, Kain eseh la'makom hazeh no mashem el yoshra, so too I will do to this spot. L'seisus irazah b'tofes. This city will be like I'm going to destroy tofes, that area. Or you could say, just like they gave sacrifices, so you're going to be sacrifices. The whole city is going to be raised. All the houses that worshipped on their roofs, some say the roofs have the status of a mizbeach, so therefore they have to be destroyed. And they worshipped on the roofs, they gave nesachim, they gave karbanas to other gods. So this is what Yirmiyahu said in the Shara Ashpo to some of the people. But Lechora, as the parak ends off, he probably thought that there wasn't enough people listening, so he went to find a more public place. Once he did this, and the Malbim says HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell him to do this, but now he was more on his own. As we'll see in the next parak, we're going to be introduced finally to some of the Nevi'ei Sheker, And those who argued with Yirmiyahu over the next couple of chapters, so this is more dangerous, because Hashem didn't tell him, he doesn't have that special divine protection, but Hashem says, you go give this nevuah. Here he's going into the public, which makes it more dangerous. That's what the Malbim points out. Al nevuah, sheniba b'makam ha-tofes lo ha-yachol lishlot bo, ki ha-yashliach me-Hashem, rak al-manash ha-diber me-atzmo, bilot sivui, lo ha-ya-matzinu, lo ha-yashliach Hashem v'ha-yachol lishlot bo. Right, because he switched places. That's what it says. He went from the place where Hashem told him to go. He went to the base of Migdash. And he started talking. Again, Hashem said, this is Hashem talking. It's all going to happen. Because they used their kshei oref, not for good, as could have been used, as was just described by Rav Soloveitchik, but they used it for bad, they used it for avodah zarah, levilti shmoa es dvarai, without listening to my words. And Yirmiyahu is pleading and pleading. He's even endangering his own life to go into public and to try to get them to do tshuva. Obviously, we know it was to no avail, but he did all that he could, even though, again, he didn't want to be a Navi in the first place. But once he is, this is it. And remember, he was a very unique Navi. We mentioned a couple of days ago, the Malbim, that even though other Nevi'im had to prepare themselves for Nevuah and be in a state of Simcha, Yirmiyahu was never in a state of Simcha, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving him all these Nevuahs, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to him even though. And that could have been the reason why he also couldn't be married, just like Moshe Rabbeinu, because he had to be ready for it at various times in order to transmit those messages to the people. But either way, this is where we stop. We're actually in the middle of a story, but the parak ends here, so we will stop here. But Hashem, we will continue next time with Pashur ben Imer HaKohen. Okay, we will stop here.